709 FM Talk 1065, Mobile Boardings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill Williams with our forecast. And coming up, President Trump talking about another stimulus check could be approved very soon, and it would be very generous, says the president. Plus, in Washington, a vote maybe on the Republicans' side of this police reform bill. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. Plus, that list, it's on our Twitter feed and on our Facebook page, but we'll go back through it. A list out from the FDA of toxic hand sanitizers. So these are hand sanitizers that have methanol in them that could make you really sick or worse. We'll give you that list coming up in just a little bit, but it is on our social media platforms and shareable there as well. Plus, a renewed push for masking as coronavirus cases spike in the South and West. Speaking of which, Dalton has the numbers from yesterday nationally and here at home.
Yeah, nationally, over 2.3 million total positive cases of coronavirus and over 122,000 deaths. But some good news, now officially over 1 million have recovered from coronavirus. That's nearly half of the total cases, the people that have recovered. There were 464,000 tests reported yesterday nationally, and about 6.8% of those came back positive. Only 363 deaths reported yesterday after 267 on Sunday. Sunday's number of deaths, the lowest since March 23rd in the nation. And yesterday's number, the lowest total, the third lowest total since March 23rd. We've now gone 13 days in a row in America with fewer than 1,000 deaths per day. That's the longest streak since the beginning of March. Locally, here in Alabama, over 30,000 confirmed cases in the state and 831 have died from COVID-19. Yesterday, there were 11 new hospitalizations reported and 433 new cases added. That dropped the 7-day average for daily new cases to 591 per day, while the 2-week average is still at a high of 674 cases per day. There were 4,432 tests reported in Alabama yesterday. We're now averaging over 6,500 tests per day over the last week, and nearly 6,500 over the last 2 weeks. Over the last week, 8.9% of those test results have come back positive. That's down from 14.5% positive last Tuesday, while the 2-week average of positive tests sits at 10.5%. There were also only 2 deaths reported in Alabama yesterday after only 1 on Sunday. The 7-day average for the state, 9 deaths per day, and the 2-week average sits at 8 deaths per day. On the local level, Mobile County now has 3,014 cases of coronavirus with 132 deaths. There were 20 new cases reported for Mobile yesterday and 0 deaths added. Baldwin County added 36 new cases yesterday. Now there have been 422 positive cases in Baldwin County and 9 deaths. Baldwin County still has not added a death due to COVID-19 since May 22nd. It's been over a month now since Baldwin County has had a COVID-19 related death. Washington County has 94 cases with 6 deaths. Clark County added a death yesterday. They now have 5 deaths with 217 positive cases in Clark County. Monroe County has 162 cases with 2 deaths. Escambia County, 158 cases with 6 deaths. Choctaw County has 185 cases with 12 deaths. Kanawha County, 141 cases and 1 death. And Wilcox County has 246 positive cases with 8 deaths. And Mobile County, now the third highest number of cases in the state behind Jefferson County and the new leader Montgomery County, while Mobile County still leads in the number of deaths with 132 compared to Jefferson County's 125 and Montgomery County's 79 deaths.
All right, Dalton, we appreciate the update. And also, we're waiting. CDC says sometime soon. No, really, there's no actual concrete date. Sometime soon, new guidance on masks. But listen, you've got cities like Montgomery that now have a mask ordinance in effect. Birmingham let theirs run out. Will it come back? Will there be another push here in Mobile? City Council meeting today, and maybe that'll come up in their discussion. I think we're heading back into a big push for masking, masking up. So if you've gotten away from the mask, they're going to push you to get back in the mask.
Yeah, and leaders in Florida asking for an ordinance for the entire state to wear masks. So
there you go. Mask her back in.
That's right. After they fell out,
it's like
for
corduroy
a while.
Is out some years, right? And the corduroy is in some years.
Fashion is cyclical.
That's right. So we're going to go back into a mask cycle, it looks like. Also, the Senate is preparing to take up a Republican police reform bill this week. Linda Kenyon from Westwood One with more.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the bill from Senator Tim Scott gets at the heart of the matter.
The legislation Senator Scott has put forward identifies productive ways that Congress can encourage and incentivize smart police reform efforts.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says this bill has no teeth.
We need a bill that achieves genuine police reform. The Republican proposal comes across like a list of suggestions.
Senator McConnell rejects that, saying the GOP-sponsored police reform bill does a lot. For example,
recognizing the need for more transparency, it steps up efforts to establish through records of police activities and requires full federal reporting of all incidents involving the discharge of a service weapon. The bill takes immediate action to help end departments' reliance on chokeholds and to facilitate enhanced training for de-escalation.
It really doesn't even do that, says Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The Republican bill does nothing to reform the use of force standard. Nothing on qualified immunity. Nothing on racial profiling.
And when it comes to chokeholds,
the Republican bill doesn't even truly ban chokeholds or no-knock warrants.
Senator McConnell says if Democrats are serious about police reform, they should then vote for the Republican bill.
Proceeding to take up the subject on the Senate floor would only be an agonizing prospect if members were more interested in making a point than in actually making a law.
That's why he says members should vote to proceed to the Scott bill.
It will be exactly the vote which this moment demands.
Schumer says this moment demands a strong bill, and the Republican-sponsored legislation is not that.
Senator Scott's bill is deeply and fundamentally flawed.
And, says Schumer, it certainly does not rise to the occasion.
If it won't stop future deaths of black Americans in police custody, then it does not represent the change that is demanded right now.
That's why he says the Democratic bill in the House should be taken up in the Senate.
Democrats introduced a bill 3 weeks ago that would bring strong, comprehensive, and lasting change to police departments across America.
Senator McConnell has already labeled the House bill as dead on arrival in the Senate, saying the bill put together by Senator Scott, the only black senator in the Republican caucus, is the right approach to police reform.
The Justice Act is informed by data, by the facts, by stories from across America.
While the House takes up its bill this week, the Senate is debating when or if the Republican-sponsored bill will gain any traction before July. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
All right, 716 FM Talk, 106.5, and Mobile Boardings. I'm thinking about something right here, because that story there, at the end of Linda Kenyon's report, said Senator Scott, Tim Scott, pointed out that he's a black man, and said the only black senator in that caucus, right? And point out the only black senator for the Republicans. There are two Democrats that are black that are senators, right? I mean, Booker and Harris?
Right.
Okay, just checking. Sorry, it gave me pause for a second. I was just wanting to make sure.
That's a good point. You don't hear that mentioned very often.
They're saying the only black Republican senator, which I wish there were more, but the Democrats have two.
Right. Okay.
All right, just checking. All right, that just wanted to duly noted. Scratch a note down here. All right. All right, 717 coming up in sports.
Well, we had the NASCAR Geico 500 at Talladega yesterday with Ryan Blaney crossing the finish line and drivers showing support for Bubba Wallace one day after a noose was reportedly found in his garage stall. I'll tell you about that coming up in sports. Also, Major League Baseball owners now implementing a 60-game season. It's up to the players to sign on and arrive for training camp.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. School superintendents from across Alabama will meet again in Point Clear today. They are discussing how to move forward with the fall semester in the era of COVID-19. State Superintendent Eric Mackey spent yesterday going over plans and guidelines. The state's official guidelines will be announced Friday. The Mobile County License Commission office is now by appointment only. The commissioner says a high volume of customers prompted the change over a week ago. The appointment only service has been a challenge. Frustrated customers reported long hold times, some saying they were unable to get through at all. Ryan Blaney won Monday's rain-delayed GEICO 500 at Talladega Super Speedway. Before the race, a show of solidarity for Mobile native Bubba Wallace. Fellow drivers pushed his car to the front of pit row. The FBI has launched an investigation after a noose was found in his garage at the racetrack on Sunday. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Good morning, 720 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In NASCAR, Ryan Blaney won the GEICO 500 at Talladega in a thrilling photo finish over Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
Side by side, it's a photo finish at the line!
And Ryan Blaney wins Talladega.
It's Blaney's fourth career victory and his second win in a row at Dega. Prior to the race, drivers showed their support for Bubba Wallace one day after a noose was reportedly found in Wallace's team stall. Wallace was born in Mobile. He's NASCAR's only black full-time driver. Wallace was joined by all 39 other drivers and their crews before the race in a march down pit road as they pushed his number 43 to the front of the line. When the group reached the front line, Wallace climbed out of his car and wept. After the race, Wallace stood in front of a group of fans and talked about his experience.
The pre-race deal was probably one of the hardest things I've ever had to witness in my life. From all the supporters, from drivers, from crew members, everybody here, the badass fan base, thank you guys for coming out here. This is truly incredible, and I'm proud to be a part of this sport, Jimmy.
Wallace had to head to the pit late for fuel and ended up finishing 14th.
The deal that happened yesterday, sorry I'm not wearing my mask, but I wanted to show whoever it was that you're not going to take away my smile, and I'm going to keep on going.
Prior to the race, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey released a statement saying she was, quote, shocked and appalled by the, quote, vile act against Wallace. Earlier Monday, federal authorities, including the U.S. Attorney's Office, the FBI, and the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division, said that they were reviewing the incident. In a call with reporters, NASCAR President Steve Phelps went over some of the details of the incident, adding that the Birmingham FBI had been notified and were on site investigating.
I got a small group of senior leaders at in the sport together, or at NASCAR together, to try to determine what next steps would be. First thing was to launch an immediate investigation into this heinous act.
NASCAR has not yet named any suspects or produced photo or video of the noose that was reportedly found. Phelps said investigators were looking at camera footage in the garage and who could have had access to the area. Up next, the Cup Series will hold a weekend doubleheader at Pocono Raceway in Pennsylvania. They'll race the Pocono Organics 325 on Saturday afternoon and then the Pocono 300 on Sunday afternoon. With Major League Baseball owners and players unable to come to an agreement to begin the delayed 2020 season, the MLB plans to implement a 60-game season that will begin around July 24th. That doesn't mean that the season is officially a go. First, the league needs players to sign off on a health and safety protocol and to pledge to arrive at home stadiums by July 1st to prepare for the season. The MLB said that they want a decision from the players by 4 p.m. today. 7:23 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. The 2017 tax law greatly increased the exemption for the estate tax, meaning wealthy people can pass on more than $11 million to their heirs tax-free. The higher limit expires in 2026, but the IRS has said that people who give away more than $11 million while they're alive can do so tax-free, even if they die after the more generous limit decreases. That can amount to a great deal of estate tax savings for the heirs of wealthy people, if you're lucky enough to be one. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms again with afternoon readings in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Mako Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Mako Forestry 251-747-1802 or online, makoforestry.com and on Facebook.
FM Talk 1065 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 1065 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 1065.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department at McDonald Road and Holloway Drive. Still there as you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway. You're starting to see officers working radar from Daphne to Loxley. No delays so far as you're traveling from the 1065 split from Spring Hill, Dolphin to Moffitt. It's a good ride in. Lambert's Cafe, home of the Thrilled Rolls. Highway 59 at Foley's ready for lunch today. Roast beef, barbecue ribs, the shrimp dinners, and all the free pass-arounds. Okra, fried potatoes, and all the Thrilled Rolls you can catch. In Foley, it's Lambert's Cafe. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 726 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Quentin Hilliard joins us like he does on most Tuesdays. And he was ripping it up on Facebook yesterday and on Twitter as he is calling out both Republicans in the runoff in the AL1 primary.
Mm-hmm.
And he calls out Jerry Carl, calls out Bill Hightower by name and the ads that are going out. He's going to join us to talk about that coming up a little bit after 8 o'clock. And remember, July 14th coming up. You got a runoff actually for the Democrats and the Republicans in the AL1 primary. And of course, on the Senate side, Republican runoff there as well. And it looks like, speaking of the Senate race, that Doug Jones wants Tuberville. Because we talked about this yesterday with Todd Stacey from Alabama Daily News, that the Jones campaign put out some polling info showing that they were pretty much in a tie in the Senate race with Tommy Tuberville.
Really?
They did not put out any stats for Sessions. And you know, if they paid to do the polling, they polled how Senator Jones would do against Tuberville and how he would do against Sessions.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, so here's the press release. It says, "Friend, I know you've probably seen all the stories calling Doug this year's most vulnerable senator. Yes, he's definitely Mitch McConnell's top target. McConnell and his dark money are going to try to meddle in this race. No doubt they already have. But if you've been digging into the numbers like I have, you'll see that it's very clear Doug Jones has a clear path to victory, no matter what anyone else says. Our latest data shows Doug tied 46-46 with his likely challenger, Tommy Tuberville. Says, I repeat, Doug's tied 46-46. We won in 2017 by 21,924 votes. This is going to come down to a few votes again, which means your help is going to make all the difference. And then it's a fundraising thing. But they specify the numbers for Tuberville, not Sessions. Tells me maybe it doesn't look as good. for Jones versus Sessions. Just a guess there. All right, we'll talk about that more coming up in the 8 o'clock hour as well. Plus, hand sanitizers, the FDA says, could make you very sick or even kill you out there. And more federal money coming. So trying to get the economy moving. We've got that story coming your way in about 6 minutes. All right, check headlines from WKRG. Then Dr. Bill's up.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. School superintendents from across Alabama will meet again in Point Clear today. They are discussing how to move forward with the fall semester in the era of COVID-19. State Superintendent Eric Mackey spent yesterday going over plans and guidelines. The state's official guidelines will be announced Friday. The Mobile County License Commission office is now by appointment only. The commissioner says a high volume of customers prompted the change over a week ago. The appointment-only service has been a challenge. Frustrated customers reported long hold times, some saying they were unable to get through at all. Ryan Blaney won Monday's rain-delayed Geico 500 at Talladega Super Speedway. Before the race, a show of solidarity for Mobile native Bubba Wallace. Fellow drivers pushed his car to the front of pit row. The FBI has launched an investigation after a noose was found in his garage at the racetrack on Sunday. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is celebrating Father's Day through the 4th of July with great deals for Dad. Safes starting as low as $549 on the Liberty Centurion 12. And our gift to you, free ground floor in-home delivery up to 25 miles on any long gun safe purchase now through the 4th of July. Get 12 months free interest with approved credit on safes over $1,000. And while quantities last, take home a free hat for Dad for just dropping by. It's service after the sale at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Why go anywhere else? Just look for the giant yellow safe at exit 5B, I-65 and Moffitt.
New U.S. coronavirus cases have surged 25% in the last week, and new highs have been set in Arizona, Florida, and Texas. More from correspondent Rosa Flores.
In Arizona, the Department of Health Services reported over 2,000 new cases for the fifth straight day. As President Trump heads there for a series of events, including a Students for Trump rally in Phoenix, where a mandatory mask policy will not be enforced.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is returning to Capitol Hill today, along with other top health officials, to provide an update on the state of the pandemic in the U.S. Major League Baseball says it's imposing a 60-game schedule for a planned pandemic season, but it still needs to work out the details. Voters in New York and Kentucky go to the polls for primary elections today amid continued concerns over the coronavirus. The White House says the trade deal with China is a go, and Dow is up. I'm Mike Moss. Hey.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. President Trump says the U.S.-China trade deal remains in place shortly after a senior aide said the agreement was over, prompting confusion among investors. In an interview on Fox News, White House trade advisor Peter Navarro was asked about the trade deal.
Given everything that's happened and all the things you just listed, is that over?
It's over, yes.
As stock futures dropped, Navarro sought to clarify his comments, telling the Wall Street Journal they had been taken wildly out of context. Around 10:30 p.m., Trump tweeted the China trade deal is fully intact. The Supreme Court has preserved an important tool used by securities regulators to recoup ill-gotten gains in fraud cases. The justices said by an 8-to-1 vote, the Securities and Exchange Commission can seek to recover the money through a process called disgorgement. Last year, the SEC obtained $3.2 billion in repayment of profits from people who have been found to violate securities law. On Wall Street, blue chip futures pointing to sharp gains. This is Your Money Now.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Your employees and customers have new expectations when it comes to cleanliness. Cintas has the products and services you need to feel prepared. A trained Cintas technician can apply disinfectant and sanitizer spray to common surfaces. And we'll keep you well stocked with gloves, face masks, hand sanitizer, and disinfectant wipes. professional cleaning supplies, and PPE. Just a few ways Cintas can help you keep your business safe. Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Another warm start here. I think 75 at the studios when we got started this morning. And you had that rain in the mix yesterday. How did we get any significant rainfall?
We only had a little less than a quarter of an inch at the airport, but some areas picked up quite a bit. For example, Foley had 1.04. Yeah, we had a number of locations where around a half an inch of rain. And it looks like we have another round today. Situation is such that the upper atmosphere is conducive to thunderstorm development. And we'll see most of that activity this afternoon, although we could see a few showers and thunderstorms develop later this morning. But it should keep temperatures just shy of the 90-degree mark. We'll look for a high of about 88 this afternoon. Now, tonight, the rainfall activity will taper off, but we'll likely see some showers around during the evening. Low tonight will be in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, another round of showers and thunderstorms, and helped out tomorrow by a weak cold front that'll be moving down through Alabama, and that's going to help give some lift. And so we'll see some shower and thunderstorm activity tomorrow afternoon, possibly starting in the late morning. High tomorrow again in the upper 80s. Now, looking ahead to the rest of the week, for Thursday, mostly cloudy. We'll see a few afternoon thunderstorms, high in the upper 80s. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. High pressure will be building over our area, particularly in the upper atmosphere. That's going to reduce the shower activity, and it's also going to allow the temperature to increase. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, highs will be in the low 90s, possibly reaching the mid-90s. And again, just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm.
All right. What about the tropics? What are you watching there?
So far, quiet in the Gulf of Mexico, the Caribbean, and also in the tropical Atlantic. There is a disturbance that's way up in the North Atlantic, but it's over the Gulf Stream or North Atlantic Drift, and it's become a subtropical depression, meaning it has some characteristics of a tropical system, but otherwise it's more of a higher latitude, low pressure area. Anyway, it's in an area where it only affects the shipping lanes, and it's moving away from North America, so no problem for that storm.
All right, and the progress of the Saharan dust, we forecasting
gradually moving westward across the Atlantic and the Caribbean, and we may actually see some of that be moving into North America. And, of course, that dust that comes from the Sahara will actually help keep the hurricane activity down for a while. And but it won't last that long, get into July and August, and it's back to normal as we see the Atlantic warm up. But right now it's kind of helping to reduce the activity.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update.
Okay, Sean.
All right, we'll check back soon. That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, also tropical weather expert with his eye on hurricane season 2020. Make sure to check out Dr. Bill's forecast twice an hour and, of course, the in-depth discussions each morning here on Mobile Mornings. On the way, we'll get to that FDA recall on hand sanitizers. Yeah, you heard it correctly. The stuff you're supposed to be using to stay healthy could make you very sick or worse. We have that coming up. Also, President Trump saying yesterday a second stimulus check could be on the way. Story here says, with job losses and COVID-19 cases mounting across the country, President Trump said in an interview on Monday that there will be a second round of stimulus payments to Americans. It's from WKRG. So we'll be doing another stimulus package. The president offered very few details, however, saying only it will be very good. It will be very generous. Does that mean it's more than last time? So when asked again about how much the payment might be, President Trump said, you'll find out about it. You'll find out. end quote. President Trump added that he thought of relief funds would receive bipartisan support and could be announced over the next couple of weeks. White House official told NBC News that no decisions have been made yet, but a second stimulus payment is, quote, part of something the economic team is studying, end quote. Remember, back in late March, President Trump signed a stimulus package into law that included one-time payments of up to $1,200 for eligible Americans. As the weeks have turned into months since the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, that's the CARES Act.
Ah.
I'm sorry, y'all are new to the show. It wears me out the time they spend in Washington coming up with cutesy acronyms for their bills. Just call the bill something and quit with the acronyms.
There's an acronym for everything.
It is redunculous. All right. One proposal currently on the table is the HEROES Act, a $3 trillion bill that includes $275 billion for testing and healthcare worker hazard pay and trillions of dollars for state and local government. We'll see if this is going to be another $1,200 check to the individuals or maybe even more going forward. All right. More on that coming up. And we'll check that list of recalled hand sanitizers right after traffic, which is next. Talking with Jim Cahaley from Mobile Funeral Home and Crematory. You've been in the business for a long time, but now you've opened up your own establishment. Why'd you do that?
Well, I felt compelled to get back into the business simply to bring about an affordable funeral alternative to the folks in Mobile County and surrounding counties.
When you talk about the affordability of funerals, that's something I have no knowledge of.
You're like most folks, no one has a clue until they get there. The average funeral nowadays runs between $8,000 to $10,000 to $15,000. At our place, the services we offer, which are the same as everyone else, start around $4,000 and go up from there. We're trying to make the funeral business affordable for folks again.
Hey, Jim, what about cremation?
A direct cremation with no service involved starts at $895 and goes up from there, where some of the larger firms are charging $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 for the exact same service.
Tell folks how they can get more information.
The easiest way to contact us is email mobilefhc@gmail.com or our web address mobilefhc.com.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center in McDonald and Golden Pond. They've got an accident without injuries. Also, a disabled vehicle eastbound I-10 between Texas and Canal. State troopers are clear, but they're running a lot of radar northbound 65 all the way to Saraland and from the Bayway to Loxley. Silver Creek Shooting Range is accepting memberships. They're the only shooting range in the area with tactical, moving, and shooting ranges and with a 1,000-yard range all situated on 160 acres. Go to SilverCreekRange.com and hit the info request button. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
742 FM Talk 106.5 online at FMTalk1065.com. You can go there for podcast. You can go there for show schedules. You can get an online opinion poll question, which we hope you take part in. Would you attend a campaign rally for President Donald Trump if it were to be held in Mobile? Right now, 76% of y'all say yes. You can also vote in that poll on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk1065. And three big things, top news stories of the day. You've got the Pritchard mayor addressing renaming a street to Black Lives Matter Street. We'll talk more about that next hour. Plus, Blaney winning Talladega after NASCAR unites behind Wallace. We'll talk more about that in sports with Dalton coming up in just a second. Plus, this is a question that parents have been wondering about, I think fairly enough. I consider myself in that group. Lower Alabama superintendents waiting for state announcement before finalizing fall rollout plan. In other words, when do the kids go back to school?
Mm-hmm.
That's a fair question.
Thousands and thousands of parents want to know.
Not soon enough, say many parents.
Yeah.
They could go back tomorrow would be just fine. All right, so those are some of the top stories you can check out on our website, fmtalk1065.com. Also, this story up on our Facebook page and the Twitter feed. So the FDA has put out a list of 9 hand sanitizers that contain an extremely toxic substance called methanol that could kill you. They're made by a Mexican company called Esk Biochem, E-S-K Biochem, and they're listed by brand names online. All right, they say this methanol can absorb through your skin and cause nausea, vomiting, headaches, blurred vision, seizures, nerve damage, permanent blindness, even kill you. And this is coming from the story here. This is when I see this. Usually they'll say, well, if you have these underlying conditions or whatever, go see a physician. The story says, if you've been using any of the following brands, stop immediately and go see your doctor.
Oh, man.
This is pretty succinct here, all right? So the brand names you need to worry about. Here's the list, y'all, and if you don't, I understand, you're riding down the road, you can get these through our social media platforms. They're up there. The brand names you need to worry about, ESK, Esk Biochem Hand Sanitizer by brand name. All Clean Hand Sanitizer, The Good Gel Antibacterial Hand Sanitizer, Saniderm Advanced Hand Sanitizer, four different types of a brand called Clean Care No Germ Advanced Hand Sanitizer, and Lavar 70 Gel Hand Sanitizer. This was the most toxic of the tests. The FDA tested a bottle of it, and it was made up of 81% methanol.
Oof.
So that is the recall list there on these hand sanitizers. I understand you didn't have a chance to write them down. Go to Facebook.com/FMTalk1065, or if you're on Twitter, @FMTalk1065, the links are up there. All right, 7:45, sports on the way, and headlines from WKRG next.
It's all about you, you, you.
Hi, folks. Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager, Kobe Subaru. Summer is here, and just like the weather, the savings on new Kobe Subarus are hotter than ever. With 0% financing for up to 63 months on select new Subaru models, it's time to start your new adventure. With some of the best inventory on the Gulf Coast, I assure you we have the perfect Subaru for you and your family. From Foresters, Outbacks, to the Ascent, which features a third row. If you're looking for an SUV, Kobe has you covered. If a sporty Impreza or Legacy suits you better on the road, we've got those too. Our staff is committed to providing you with the exceptional customer service you've come to know and expect here at Kobe Subaru. Kobe Subaru is still offering our remote delivery services. To begin your purchase, please visit us online at KobeSubaru.com or give us a call at 251-478-5000. And remember, folks, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about you.
This information update brought to you by 2U Tires, your local mobile tire shop bringing tires to you. Flat repair, mounting, and precision balancing for personal, fleet, even specialty cars. Call 2U Tires, 415-5500. The number 2, letter U, Tires.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. School superintendents from across Alabama will meet again in Point Clear today. They are discussing how to move forward with the fall semester in the era of COVID-19. State Superintendent Eric Mackey spent yesterday going over plans and guidelines. The state's official guidelines will be announced Friday. The Mobile County License Commission office is now by appointment only. The commissioner says a high volume of customers prompted the change over a week ago. The appointment only service has been a challenge. Frustrated customers reported long hold times, some saying they were unable to get through at all. Ryan Blaney won Monday's rain-delayed Geico 500 at Talladega Super Speedway. Before the race, a show of solidarity for Mobile native Bubba Wallace. Fellow drivers pushed his car to the front of pit row. The FBI has launched an investigation after a noose was found in his garage at the racetrack on Sunday. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Headed to the beach? Stop by Allegri Farm Market to fill your ice chest with the freshest fruit and veggies of the season. Just pick from a farm right down the street. Enjoy a crisp, cold watermelon when you come in from the sun. Sweet silver king corn, tomatoes, colorful peppers, and juicy citrus at prices the big stores can't match. The sweet taste of summer awaits you at Allegri Farm Market, Highway 181 at County Road 64 in Daphne.
7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start in NASCAR. Ryan Blaney won the Geico 500 at Talladega yesterday in a thrilling photo finish over Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
Side by side, it's a photo finish at the line!
And Ryan Blaney wins Talladega.
It's Blaney's fourth career victory and his second win in a row at Dega. Prior to the race, drivers showed their support for Bubba Wallace one day after a noose was reportedly found in Wallace's team stall. Wallace was born in Mobile and is NASCAR's only black full-time driver. He was joined by all 39 other drivers pre-race and their crews in a march down pit road as they pushed his number 43 to the front of the line. Once the group reached that front line, Wallace climbed out of his car and wept. After the race, Wallace stood in front of a group of fans and talked about his experience.
The pre-race deal was probably one of the hardest things I've ever had to witness in my life. From all the supporters, from drivers, from crew members, everybody here, the badass fan base, thank you guys for coming out here. This is truly incredible, and I'm proud to be a part of this sport, Jamie.
Wallace had to pit late for fuel and ended up finishing 14th. Prior to the race, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey released a statement saying she was, quote, shocked and appalled by the vile act against Wallace. Earlier Monday, federal authorities, including the U.S. Attorney's Office, the FBI, and the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division, said that they were reviewing the incident. In a call with reporters, NASCAR President Steve Phelps went over some of the details of the incident, adding that the Birmingham FBI had been notified and were on site investigating.
I got a small group of senior leaders at in the sport together, or at NASCAR together, to try to determine what next steps would be. First thing was to launch an immediate investigation into this heinous act.
NASCAR has not yet named any suspects or produced photo or video of the noose that was reportedly found. Phelps said that investigators were looking at camera footage in the garage and who could have had access to the area. But since then, and before yesterday's race, a writer for racingnews.com took a photo of the stall where this noose was reportedly found. And in the photo, you see the garage door handle.
Okay, so these are roller doors I've now seen.
That's right.
They pull it down.
Yeah, right. And so they have ropes on each of the garage doors that are used to pull these garage doors down. And right. You notice there's a picture of Bay 4 where Wallace's car sits and Bay 5 next to him. And the rope used to pull the garage door down in Bay 4, much shorter than the rope in the bay next to it, okay? Well, there's a video from last year at Talladega. In November of 2019, someone took a video. They were there in the infield, and they posted the video on November 27th of last year in garage at Talladega's Super Speedway. And you see this same garage here, bay number 4, where Paul Menard was racing last year. And that same rope, it appears, that same rope that has been cut is shaped, I guess, kind of like a noose. It's mm-hmm. It's made into a bit of a handle to make it easier to pull the garage door down. Now, this is a photo taken before the race yesterday where it appears that the rope is much shorter than any of the ropes beside it. And then a video from last year where it looks like this same bay, the same rope, was put into a noose-like, and I'm using the term noose just to kind of describe it. It's made into a handle.
Yeah, at the end, to take up the slack and make it, but we also have to, you know, that is what we're working off of right now, but that's assuming that that didn't happen sometime between last year and last weekend.
That's exactly right.
I mean, that's also part of the, right. And it wasn't cut for some other reason. I mean, we don't know that for sure yet. But here's what happens. If NASCAR is not, they say they're researching this, mm-hmm. but if NASCAR is not getting in front of this, now you have a vacuum and this information is being filled in by people can go on the web and look and compare and contrast.
That's exactly right. NASCAR has not put out a photo of the reported noose, and now you have journalists and fans doing their own investigating. So we'll see what comes of this, but there is some new information coming in from photos taken before the race yesterday. We'll see where this goes. But Phelps, the president of NASCAR, said that the FBI is investigating the case. And with Major League Baseball owners and players unable to come to an agreement to begin their delayed 2020 season, the MLB now plans to implement a 60-game season that will begin around July 24th. Doesn't mean that the season is officially a go. First, they need players to sign off on a health and safety protocol and to pledge to arrive at home stadiums by July 1st to prepare for the season. The MLB says that they want a decision by 4 p.m. today. 7:53, that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
My husband's found a secret, Carrot Patch Jewelers. He actually likes shopping at the Carrot Patch. The friendly staff always helps him choose something perfect and at a price he's happy to pay. Fine diamonds, colored stone rings, pendants, and earrings with the newest styles, classic and timeless. Even fashion pieces, too. Since 1982, Carrot Patch Jewelers is still your I didn't just think of you today store. Do like my husband and shop where you're sure to find the gifts you'll love for eternity. Now in their brand new location at 800 Hillcrest Road, Carrot Patch Jewelers.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms again with afternoon readings in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Your business has changed, and the way your team works has too. Video calls, virtual conference rooms, and online collaboration. But here's one thing that hasn't changed. CSpire Business. We're here to help make your team even better. We'll set you up with the entire Microsoft 365 package with all of the Office essentials, including Teams, so everyone can chat, meet, call, and work together, anywhere, at any time. All on a private, secure cloud network with 24/7 customer support. Try your first month free at cspire.com/business.
From the BamaFlooring.com traffic center, we've had a pretty good start across the Bayway and the Causeway. Again, Mobile Police Department wrapping up accidents at McDonald and Golden Pond. And the Bayway, the Causeway still looks great. Northbound 65, no delays to Saraland. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they're open for business and ready to serve you with no payments for 90 days and 0% interest for 60 months on most models. Shop at SpringHillToyota.com. Call 450-1000. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 755 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Boardings. Hey, coming up in just a few minutes, Quinn Hillier joins us like he does mostly on Tuesdays. He wrote something on Facebook yesterday and on Twitter that I thought was interesting and a good discussion starter, something that y'all have talked about before many times on the show. You've called in and said, I'm really sick of these ads, the attack ads. And it's interesting because over time we've talked about the stats show that mudslinging works.
Okay? Yes.
It's not brand new. If you want to look back in the history of our republic, those powdered wig founding fathers did it as well. But people have reacted over time, said, "Hey, you know, those kind of ads make me not want to vote for the candidate."
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so. Right now, it's existing in the Senate primary runoff big time between Sessions and Tupperville, and it's going on right here in AL1 in the Republican primary runoff. And the ads out there from, attacking Jerry Carl, ads out there attacking Bill Hightower. So Quinn had, I guess, his I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore moment yesterday, and went on Facebook and called out. And he, like you and I, know both men, know Jerry Carl, Bill Hightower. They'll both be in studio at some point. You know, they've been on many times. They'll be in studio before. And he's basically saying something that I think needed to be said, that he's like, I like both guys. They're both good guys. This is uncharacteristic. These ads that are coming out attacking, they know that they're not, completely true or taken out of context about the other one. He called for them to denounce those ads and step back from. So we'll talk to Quinn about that, but I think it'll be a great discussion because it's something y'all have said to us over the years, and I think Quinn's encapsulated it, and we'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit.
Yeah, I always find it hard to believe that some of these attack ads work, so I'm always wondering why campaigns do it, but time and time again, it must work because they keep going back to the well with the mudslinging ads. So.
I can pull the old stories over 11 years here on this radio station. I've shown you, done stories about the stats. I wish it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because I get so frustrated because, number one, so many ads take all their time telling you how they're going to stand with Trump. Okay. Any Republican that has moved on to at least in a runoff level here, they're all going to stand with President Trump. Okay. Tell me about why you are the better candidate to implement, things for Alabama than the other one versus why the other one is. But we'll let Quinn, I'm not going to steal any thunder. I'm going to let him rip coming up in just a second. 7:57, hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings on the way. Next, lots to talk about.